Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good evening, everybody, to the Bluette and Family radio broadcast. First of all, I want to thank Elder Oliver for this platform, Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank our church, Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated, which me and him both are members of. And I want to thank the Lord and Savior for an opportunity to share our experiences, share our love for him, and to try to share our issues, our family togetherness to everyone that's listening, that you can go through and get through and be there. So I want to thank my wife who was on. I think my middle daughter, Vanessa, is on. I'm not sure if either one of my sons are on, our grandkids, at this moment. But if they do, you'll hear from them. But again, I want to thank Elder Oliver and this platform on Chaos Block Talk Radio. May God continue to bless you to do more, be more, and to reach as many as people as you can. So tonight, as always, I want to start with a piece of scripture that should relate to what we're going to talk about tonight. I'll give you the subject after I read the scripture. And again, thank you for being on. So I'm going to come out of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4 through 8. Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. Through 8. Oh, man, I just got a message that 4,339 people are on. Thank you, Jesus. My God, he's a gracious God. That's going to fit right in to what I'm going to read. Philippians 4, verse 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So our subject tonight, stick with it, is priorities and values. Priorities and values. And if I was to rephrase that, I would say, and because of life's experiences, I would say priorities that produce values. Priorities that produce values. Whether you are saved or not, your values will speak of your character. So I want to turn to my wife and see if she has anything to say on priorities that produce values, or priorities and values based on the scripture.
Well, thank you for letting me go first. I mean, wow. I just want to start off by saying, as I got older, they changed. As I grew in Christ Jesus, they changed. Because in the beginning of our relationship, before we got married and the beginning of our marriage, I really didn't have any values. My priority all the same, but different. In the beginning, it was pleasing my man first and raising my kids. Those were my priorities in the beginning, pleasing my man. As long as my man was happy, regardless of what that entailed, I made sure that my man was taken care of. He was my priority. And raising my kids, with that being said, I've always been at home, been a stay-at-home mom and a wife, and raised all my kids, didn't work in between jobs. Well, I can't say I didn't work. I worked, so my priorities then was raising my kids and my husband. As I got older, my priorities shifted to wanting to do more as a wife to provide, because I've never had to pay any bills, or even to this day, I've never had any pay any bills, but I wanted to contribute. So I always, my priorities went from pleasing my husband, raising my kids, and helping my husband as we start having other kids. When we got married, I already had a child. My oldest daughter, he raised her since she was on the bottle. Once I had my son, it shifted just a tad bit, because I wanted to provide. I wanted to do more. Once he got, you know, old enough to talk, I wanted to do more, you know, to contribute. So I started doing in-home daycare and got certified through the Army to do it in my home and start contributing that way. Then once we start having more kids, I got saved right around 30-ish. Was introduced to Christ through Apostle Gary B. McLaurin out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I wasn't truly saved yet. Priorities was still, you know, take care of my man in the house and whatever. And then it starts shifting to wanting to please God. Once I was introduced to Jesus Christ, my priorities went from pleasing God, you know, pleasing him, pleasing my husband and my kids. Years went by. Then it shifted to, my husband went on the back burner. Then after I had the two girls, and not too much with my third son, with my third child, but when I had the two, our last two, we have a total of five kids. The last two kids, it shifted to pleasing my two daughters, and my husband went on the back burner. I was still thinking I was pleasing God, but I was not. But that was my thought. So my priority shifted to raising my girls, you know, making sure they were good, husband on the back burner, where God was still, I thought, was first, but he wasn't, because it was out of order. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I felt that back burner too, but I ain't say nothing, you know. You're still doing a good thing with the girls and the family, so. That was pretty deep. Yeah. So when she went through all those transformations, I felt each and every one. But I didn't criticize her because she was still doing the right thing. You got to be mature enough as a Christian, mature enough as a person to let somebody else shine. And I think I have done that or did that with my wife. So, no, that's a great little statement you made. Yeah. I'm glad you admitted that you put me on the back burner because I knew I was, but I didn't want to say anything. But I still took care of you though.
So.
Yeah. Oh, you did. But with me, you already know, and I've told you many times, as long as I can just see your face, see your smile, I'm good. So thank you for that. Vanessa, do you have anything you want to go ahead.
I'll come back to that later, where we are now. But I want somebody else to talk before I talk about now, where we are, our priorities.
We can talk about us all night, I'm sure. But I do want to add in one of my kids who are on, Vanessa, our middle daughter, who I call Nani. What you got, Nani?
I had to look up exactly what priority and values mean. But so priority, I guess we'll talk about values later since mommy started off with priority. We'll go with priority first. But the definition I found was the fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important. So the more important thing in your life, I guess. So I guess my priorities are, one, of course, God, because that makes everything else flow together is when you put God first. It's like everything in life. I want to say everything just begins to, of course, not at one time, but gradually just come together. You start to realize more things. But, yeah, God. And then I have a tricky – I don't want to put it in order with family and myself. I don't want to put it in order because it gets tricky with me just off of the fact that it's like I can't – in order to – I don't want to say in order to be – fully me, I need my family, but kind of in a way, just because briefly, like, I probably shared this, I think, like the first couple episodes, but I had, like, straight out of college, I think I was still 17, or maybe I just turned 18, but I moved to a whole other state to go to college. I moved to Tennessee. We stay in Georgia, but I moved to a whole other state to go to college fresh out of high school. I didn't even give myself, I gave myself like 2-3 months out of high school and I moved away to another state. And a lot of things transpired, but one of the things that happened was like I went through a really bad depression, really, really bad. And one of the things that fueled that was that I was separated from my family. I've never been separated from them before, ever. So that took a big toll on me. So I realized kind of like, it's like, in a way, do I need them? You know what I mean? Are they like, as I said, I can't really put things in order within myself and family, but of course you have to put you first in order to be the best you can for your family. So I guess, but it's like, it makes me feel good to have them around me and to have them in my life, just the presence. Because, like, of course you can talk on the phone and stuff like that, but, like, I don't know, for some reason it just didn't do it. I don't know if it's because I didn't, like, ease my way into it or what it was. Anywho, family, myself, and God are my priorities. And I say myself because I did go through that depression, and it taught me that I do need to, make sure I'm good, make sure I'm okay. In order to be there for others, I have to put myself first in my life. I now make myself a priority. I do a lot of self-care things. I do for myself. I take myself out, get my hair done, my nails done, stuff like that. I have to make sure I'm good in order to be the best I can. You can't pour from an empty cup. So I make sure that myself is a top priority in my life.
That's good. So one of my priorities in my life was to take care of my wife and kids. That was one of my priorities. And when you went to college, I felt that one of my priorities was distant, that I couldn't take care of you, that I couldn't see you, put my hands on you, hug you, hold you. And it kind of messed me up that you decided to go out of state to college where I couldn't, you know, you got depressed by being away from us, but I got even more messed up than that. And I had to deal with it. I had to know that you was going to be okay based on the values we instilled on you, based on the love, you know, we had for you and trusting you that you would be who you are, who you was raised to be. So it was a rough time in my life too, not being able to see you every time I wanted to see you. So I know when we, I think one of the times we took you up there to Tennessee State University, we, after we moved you in, got you settled in and everything, and then we came out to the car getting ready to leave, we hugged each other, and I can still remember that embrace to this day. And it was hard for me to get in the car and just leave because I was leaving one of my priorities that I had to trust that God would take care of in our separation. So, it was rough. It was a rough time for me too. But I'm glad that God took care of you, looked out for you, even found a church for you up there, a couple of friends here and there that you could mingle with and socialize with, talk to. And I can't say enough about that. Is any of my other kids on at the moment? Like I said, I got 5 kids.
Yeah.
Anybody else on?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my older son, Victor Jr., who we call Tuffy. What you got, Tuff?
I would say my priority, probably my daughter I have. Priority is a lot of my priorities is attached to her, and my values are attached to her because that's who, you know, that's part of me. So, but a couple of my priorities is, you know, just breaking a chain of wanting to, you know, grow up and just do what you want to do and having the resources to give. So one of my priorities is just to keep, you know, in this lifetime I'm in right now, to be able to accomplish my daughter growing older, knowing that her kids and herself can take a different, you know, untraditional route. Like, you know, if they, and like as far as like being like your own thing, like family oriented, like a family oriented business or a family oriented, like just basically family. So that's my priority.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong.
What about?
Go ahead, sweetie.
What about your siblings?
Those are my priorities. Like it's, yeah, definitely my priorities. Definitely.
Okay. What is Pat on?
No.
Okay. I wanted to mention.
My siblings. I think I put my siblings as a values.
Oh.
You know
okay.
I mean? Yeah.
Okay. So we'll touch on that in a minute. Going back to where we're in now. It was we had to make a decision. My husband and I, do we want, his brother had a house down in Lovejoy. He had two kitchens, two living rooms, two dining rooms. It was a three-story. And he kept asking us to move down here. You can get a bigger house. You can do what, you know, what your wife enjoy doing. And, you know, it'd be more space. But we have to look at, do we want a bigger house? Or do we want a better education for our kids? We had to put our kids first, you know, and not look at getting something bigger and less
affordable, but we had to bite the bullet and just get something that's more expensive and smaller. And I'm glad we made that decision based on the, I think they lost their accreditation 1 year. Am I not mistaken? The whole county. We just have to weigh, you know, put our priorities. I'm not even going to put anything else on somebody else. I'm just talking about our priorities. Our priorities was our kids' education and raising our kids in a healthy and a good environment at the time. And I'm glad we made that decision because now I'm glad it's a smaller house because there's less things we have to get rid of. And God blessed us to still be in a smaller house because we still try to down. We're thinking about downsizing this smaller house. But I thank God for keeping the smaller house and giving our kids a bigger house. So keeping our priorities, you know, with us, it's a double blessing. Because we kept the smaller house. All five of our kids is in the same house, in the home. They still live in the home now. And just keeping, if we just stand on what we believe in and what's true in our heart to do, you know, when God puts something in your heart to do, not just do it just because, you know, it's cheaper or better, because you're going to get what you pay for. So I'm glad God, you know, put it in my husband's heart to just stay here, get the better education for the kids. You know, yes, it's smaller, but guess what? The love that we have for each other didn't seem small at all. So I'm glad we did wait, you know, and just kept our priorities what they were, our kids first, and raising our kids.
Amen, amen, amen. So my little brother lives or used to live. He passed about two and a half years ago. So he was down in Riverdale, McDonough area. Huge house, and my wife can attest to this, and my kids can attest. I used to go down there at least twice a month, and me and him loved to cook. And down in his basement, he had a full kitchen twice a month for the whole entire family, mine, his, and whoever else came over. But 22 years ago, I bought this house, brand new. We're still in it. All thanks go to God. But my priorities at that time was to provide. Did I know how I was going to fully provide? I didn't know. But it's the thing about stepping out on faith, that what you want to do that's good, you step out on it and try it, at least try it. And it's been working. I thank God for it. It's been working since then to now. Right now, me and my wife are empty nesters. I think that's what you call where no kids are here in the house anymore. And we're reintroducing ourselves to each other day by day. And what I thought I knew on some things, I didn't know because we always had a distraction of kids. But I'm still learning my life, learning my wife all over again, right? And it's not scary. It's just we had a point where, who are you, right? And I had to really think about that. And how we first started out and being where we are starting out again. But I thank God for the house that we do have, the stability that we have, and we're thinking about downsizing even more, not giving a lot of room to our kids if they want to come back. So if they do come back after we downsize, they got to sleep wherever they can. But it's all about me and my wife right now. That's my priority. My kids are grown. They have been raised. They have been instilled with values that they can walk on, a foundation that they can use for support. And right now, I support each and every one of my kids as they walk in their own lives right now. And they can always fall back on me as I fall back on God if they make any mistakes. because we're not perfect, but I'm here for them, and those are my priorities right now, making sure that me and my wife's relationship is where it needs to be, where it should be, where it ought to be, and that my kids have support in what they're creating values in now based on their priorities. So, yeah, I thank God for the situation I'm in now, and I will never regret the good or the bad at this point. So, Vanessa, did you have anything else you wanted to add? And then we'll go to values, specifically values.
Nope. Okay.
So I'm good on priorities.
All right, well, let's switch over to values. What has made you produce the values in your life, in the way you live, the way you do things, what's valuable to you as far as the person you are, following your priorities will create values, if that makes any sense. So I'll start with my wife. What are your values?
Why you keep picking me first?
Because you know everything.
I don't claim that. I don't claim to know everything. I just know what I know. Values. What are values? Did you say values, bro?
I didn't read what I had, but I looked that up too. If you want that.
What was the definition?
I found that, okay, values, the things that you believe are important in the way you live and work. I found the other way around. Daddy's saying that your priorities create value. I mean, your values create priority. I don't know, but Google said they should determine your priorities.
Google's not always right. Okay,
it makes sense that your values determine your priorities. Like what you stand on determines what you stand on. I don't know.
But
who
you
are determines what you stand. Who you are determines what you stand on.
Not really, because I just say honesty. I'll just take it this route. Honesty, respect, love, humility, you have to be humble, integrity, loyalty, whatever's important to you. I mean, respect, did I say respect? Yeah. Is it the same as morals?
Okay. Yeah, that can be included, yeah.
What you accept?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I found out that my priorities, if I put God first, is my first priority. And then I put family second is my priorities, right? God first and family. So my priorities create what's value to me. It creates, so when I value something, it does relate to my priorities, but I value something to make it better. I value something to hold dear. I value something that's dear to my heart. And when something is dear to your heart, you want to protect it. So my values create my priorities. My priorities create my values. And when I want to protect something, it creates value, right? So in this world we live in today, the society, social media, and all the things that we have available, we have to keep our priorities first. That's in Jesus first, then family. And our values will come about because of our priorities, if that makes any sense to y'all. So I know how you Googled that about values create priorities, but I think priorities create value in what you do, right? First of all, you got to trust in God. Then you can trust in yourself. because you have assurance that God loves you to create salvation for you, to keep you forever into eternity. So now I can walk this earth and create my priorities based on what I believe. And I believe that God has gave me value of the priorities I put in place to take care of my wife and my family and so-called best friends. And then the people I don't know, because of my priorities and my value, I lend, I give, and I priorities and values in their life. So priorities go a long way. It's not just family-wise or personal-wise, but values and priority goes toward other folks, too, who we do not know. And it's often that I'm at a gas station, and especially now, that you're in line, and the person in front of you will say, well, give me $3 on pump so-and-so. And it's a young lady or an older lady. And what you do when that person leaves out, or what I've done, put this 20 on there also, sir. And before they're, when they're expecting their $3 or $4 to click the pump off, it just keeps running. Priorities create values. And values create priorities that you would love one another. Right? As God loves us. And you want to share that. So priorities and values go a long way. They could be talked about all night and all day. They go a long way. But if you have the right priorities and the right values in life, it's extended to others. Because as God put that on us, priority us, love, loyalty us, we should share that. He gave us a perfect example. So value to me is what I've learned from my priorities. How I make Tuffy feel, how I make Nani feel, or Aja feel, or five of my grandkids feel, or my wife, to see that in somebody else too, not just limited to my family. So values go beyond who you are. Values go to what it's about, right? So I love to see the face of people smile. I love to see the face of people situated in a situation that was unstable, right, to them. But they didn't know who was behind them, as we sometimes don't know who's behind us, which is Jesus Christ. So anytime you got a little change in your pocket, believe me, God gave it to you. And if you ain't got no use for it at the moment, help somebody out, like at the gas station. Anybody else got something they want to say?
So I can go ahead, Vanessa.
I just said I like that. Go ahead.
So should we make it a priority to do for others? Because it just came to me when you were talking about it's a scripture in the Bible saying or saying something like, if you love God, feed my sheep, or help somebody. Could we make that? Could that be one of our priorities? We should make a priority is to do for those who's less fortunate. Can we make that a priority?
Yes. Yes.
Can we make a priority?
Yes.
You know, to just love at all costs. Just show somebody love, like you said. See, show us. We can't see the smiles now with the mask, but you know, just show some gratitude. Can we make that a priority? Have empathy for the person that's in line buying groceries and they scrambling for, you know, to make up the bill. Especially if God has blessed us and put us in a position to do so. Let's make that a priority.
That's good. That's
so
good.
Or even give somebody a kind word, you know, or you know somebody that's going through, make it a priority to text them and say, have a blessed day, or, you know, let's make, because priorities I was looking at it in a different way until you started talking about it. I was looking at it a different way. But let's make, you know, kingdom building a priority. Okay, leading people to Christ, praying for people instead of just making it I'm going to pray for you. No, pray for them right then and there. Don't wait. Let's make that a priority. Sowing no more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's reach those that are lost at any cost. It's a lot of hurting people right now. A lot of people, why do you think we haven't died from COVID? Thank God I didn't catch COVID. But I'm going to say, why didn't I catch COVID? Why didn't I die in those numbers? And it's people still dying from it. Why do we think God has spared our lives? Just to sit back and not do anything? It was my priority to still feed in the middle of COVID. I haven't stopped. My family haven't stopped. In the middle of COVID, with our shields on, we haven't stopped. When our daughter was in the hospital, died in the hospital, but thank God she's still alive, my husband would come up there and relieve me and have me. I would still go out there and feed. At that time, that was my priority because God has mandated us to take care of these people. It's in his word. Let's show more love. Let's be Christ-like. Let's be the hands and feet that Christ, for Christ. He said we're going to do more than these things. Why did he say we're going to do more than him? Because there's more of us to do it. You're going to do greater things because there's more of us to do it. It's more of us. This COVID was the best opportunity to show Christ and show what Christ is. But what did we do? We shut down. Don't want to do nothing. No. I'm not saying that my family is better than anybody. I just know what he told me. I know what he told me. And guess what? Since he told me that, I'm going to believe the whole Bible. God, thank God I did not come down with COVID. I hadn't stopped serving. I didn't close my businesses. I didn't stop doing anything that God mandated me to do. Me and my family still doing. Let's make
Amen.
Soul winning a priority and doing kingdom work. Kingdom building. We're kingdom building, not building kingdoms in our church and building churches. We're building kingdoms, the kingdom of God.
Amen. What a word.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Amen. What are our priorities? God's priority, first of all, was to send his son for our salvation. First priority of God. And that was even thought of from the beginning of the time. So our priorities are to help people, should be able to help people get to point A to point B. You know, so not to gloat or anything or speak highly of myself. There was another situation where I was in Kroger. I think I told my wife about it. I was in, not Kroger's, but Walmart. And it was an older lady in front of me. And she didn't have a lot she put on the counter to check out, but she had enough that I thought was significant. And, you know, since I'm getting older now, I'm at 61, I'm getting, you know, Social Security emails and Social Security mail and this where you stand if you retire, blah, blah, blah. And I thought about that one day, and soon as the cashier, you know, ran all her stuff through and bagged it up, and she was putting it in the cart, and she went to her wallet, and it seemed like it took her a longer time to get in her wallet and get her card out or cash or whatever it was. I told her, I said, ma'am, I got it. Don't worry about it. And she looked at me and made me cry. She didn't cry, but how she looked at me made me cry. As I was paying for her, the items that she got. So priority. our priority should be to help one another, because the first priority was God sending his son in the flesh that we're in to show us that he could sustain this life, endure this life, the temptations and trials and tribulations that he went through in the flesh that we are now living in. So we ought to prioritize our life to help others, not just our families that we were speaking about earlier, but everybody and anybody, even the person that done you wrong. We ought to put that as a priority to help them, because from the beginning of time of Adam and Eve, we've done God wrong, but he still sent a priority in our life. So those, that's a value that we should inherit to be valuable in our own hearts, to prioritize other people in our lives. So that's how priority and value come together. Priority creates value. And I look at my own family, and I can say I thank God today that he has enabled me to take care of my wife and my kids and my grandkids in a way that's satisfying to me, not just scratching the surface of, well, this is all I got. Please be happy with what I give you. No, in a way that I'm satisfied that I gave you what you needed at the moment you needed. And that's how I look at my life. And if I don't go no further, if I don't do no more, I'm satisfied to this very moment of what God has enabled me. And the key word is enabled. Nothing I've done on my own, no work of my own. It's what God has enabled me to put a priority on what I love, as he put a priority on us who he loves, to give us value, to treat one another correctly and right. So I do want to say to my wife, Mrs. Ricky Bluett, that I appreciate you for being stubborn. I appreciate you for being open. I appreciate you for having me to communicate in different ways. I appreciate you for not being ordinary. I appreciate you for being totally different from me, but in a giving way, better than me. I appreciate you for just hanging in there. I appreciate you for taking your hat off and not trying to put yourself first. I appreciate you for taking care of the kids as they grew. Appreciate being on front now. I appreciate you willing that we should learn each other differently now, reintroduce ourselves to each other now. Those are priorities and values. Those are priorities and values. And to my kids, y'all really don't understand by us being alone now in an empty house without y'all, but a house full of love, how complicated and simple it can be to relearn each other all over again as the day I first met your mom. So that's where I'm at in my stage of life, reintroducing myself to the woman I saw at the stop sign. I stopped at and I looked out the car window to the right, and she was standing right there, and I just blew my mind, and I had to have her as my wife. That's my priority. Our priorities change as we grow, but they should not be without love as we grow in them. And it creates values that we can, as my oldest son, Tuffy, said, he can teach to his daughter of what he knows, what he's been through, the values he's attained that he can instill in his daughter, that she will even take it to a higher level. So I'm seeing my grandkids now with priorities they've learned from all of us, and they're creating values of their own at this very moment. So we got just a few more minutes left. I'm going to give Tuffy a chance to talk about his values or anything else he may want to talk about.
Values to me means the most important things, or some of the most important things to you. And it could be material, it could be physical, it could be the way you carry yourself, It could be the people around you. My top values are my family, the way I carry myself, and how I treat other people. Those are like my top values. And right, it could be a couple of things, but those are mine right there. I think once
right,
you
so the, man, so the man you are today, I can honestly say I trust you. I can say that as a father, I trust you. And I don't know how many fathers out there can say they trust their own son. Because there's a lot of stuff going on with relationships with father and son right now, and father and daughters. But I can say I trust you. I appreciate you. Your values are seen by me. Your priorities are seen by me. And I trust you with how you're doing in your life right now. Even Nani, I trust you. My daughter, my middle daughter, I trust you. I value your opinions. I value your priorities. And I'm glad that you think of God first before you do things. And also, my daughter, she has a blog talk radio show on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. every Wednesday, every week. And I'm so proud of you. Your values and your priorities are in order. Very much. So, Nani, you want to say any final comments or anything?
Yes, I love you, Daddy. And for my values, I say my spirituality, so my relationship with God, and spirituality goes into, like, relationship with God, relationship with people, and relationship with self, and Jesus, with Jesus, God, together, relationship with people and self, integrity, selflessness, serving others, and I say determination is a big value of mine. Yeah, that's what I have for my values.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you. Think you got any final comments, sweetie?
I do. I just want to, they're not going to say it because I have some humble kids. My son has been holding down the fort since, I'm talking about holding down the house. They have a 5-bedroom house, and all the kids were staying there at one time. We'll talk about my oldest daughter one other day, but all the other kids are there, down the fort, and he's been holding down the fort, and I do believe, you know, I thank God for you, Tuff, for, you know, stepping up, being the man of the house, and keeping things running and keeping things going. And I thank God for you also, Vanessa, because you had to step up and be a mother to your niece when your sister got sick.
Mm.
And I really appreciate that. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. And I do appreciate you. And even now, you take her out, you know, you teach her how to be a young lady, you take her to get her nails done, take her to the park, paint in the park, you know. I just thank God for you guys. I thank God for you guys, because you guys don't have to be, there's so many kids doing other things. I thank God for you guys. And that had to come from showing, you know, the family how to hold down a home, how the man's supposed to be, you know, the responsibilities that was put on you, not really, I won't say put on you, but you took it and ran with it. And you never asked the kids for anything but to get their good grades and do what they have to do so they can do what they want to do later. Their education meant everything to you. You didn't even make them work. I made them work and still making them work, you know, but I just thank God for you, you know, and instilling, you know, values and morals and you know, priorities in our kids and doing, you know, holding down the fort for your siblings.
I totally agree, 100%, 100%, 100%. If I really expressed, it would just be, my phone would probably die from tears right now, falling on it. So, hopefully, Tuffy and Nani and the rest of my kids, hopefully, everything works out for your advantage. Everything works out for your advantage. Your priorities are in order. Your values are in order. Don't deter from it. Don't turn away from it. And I can promise you, because I know for sure that it works. Good values, good priorities work. They work. And anybody listening, set your priority on Jesus Christ, and your values will start to grow. It creates a moral value that you'll only do one thing and do it right. Regardless of trials and tribulations, never deter from your values and your priorities. Never, ever. God is not a God that he should lie, and that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Trials and tribulations only come to build your faith even more in God and Jesus Christ. So anytime you run across something that you can't comprehend, that you can't think through what the end going to be, have faith and keep walking straight. So I think it's in First Division of Psalms, chapter 37. You know, five divisions in Psalms. People always say 37th division, but it's First Division, 37th chapter of Psalms, where it says, the steps of a good man are ordered in the Lord, or a woman. So keep walking forward. Stay in your lane that's already been blessed with breadcrumbs you can follow. And do your thing for Christ. Do your thing for your family. Do that thing for yourself. To anybody listening, and especially my family. But we want to thank God for this platform. We want to thank God for Elder Oliver and Chaos Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank God that he would bless and continue to bless Elder Oliver in the future to have an even broader broadcast, whatever platform it may be, XM Radio, other channels or whatnot. Because I believe in him to be doing a great thing right now, to give others a platform that they can express themselves in a good way that would help other people that are listening. So thank you for listening tonight to the Bluett family. We are not perfect, and we don't claim to be. We've had issues. If you heard last week's episode, you were like, oh, my God, who are those people? Well, we're your people. We're all together. We're all the same. We all have mistakes. We just chose to speak about our situation to anybody and everybody so that somebody can get a caveat out of it and learn from it, that somebody else went through it and you can get to it. So thank you for listening tonight. May you be on next week if the Lord have us to survive until next Thursday at 7 o'clock on every Thursday. And again, on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m., my daughter Vanessa has a program on Chaos Blog Talk Radio called Vent Break. And encourages me every time I can get on it. I can't get on it every Wednesday because I'll be working. But when I do get on it, it blesses my soul. I promise you. It blesses me. And these are coming from out of the mouth of babes, out of kids that truly know the Lord, and that the Lord is working on their side. So on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m., please tune in to Blog Talk Radio and hear her just speak. She has a book. Anani, can you explain what you got as far as you got books out right now?
Yes, and I want to say also I'll be 22 this year, y'all, so I'm not a baby.
You're my baby.
Yes, I have an organization called Vent Break, and you can follow me on Instagram, Vent Break, V-E-N-T-B-R-E-A-K. And right now I have my first, I guess, like I'm starting the business aspect of it because it was just any little organization, but I have an interactive journal now on sale. If you just visit my website, www.ventbreak.com. Yeah, it's an interactive journal and diary. It's a lot in one. It's a planner. It's a lot in one. So, yeah, if you want to purchase one, they're on sale now.
Thank you, Nani. Thank you. I'm so proud of you. All right, so who can I get to pray us out tonight since everybody, you know God?
Why don't you do it?
Wife,
go ahead,
Daddy. And pray us out. Huh?
I said go ahead. You pray.
Okay, well, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for everything now, everything that will be, and eternity to come. We thank you for this platform of Talk Radio with Elder Oliver. May you continue to bless him to have it even broader platform for everybody. Thank you for my wife and my family. Thank you for all that have been listening. Maybe you have gotten something out of this that you can walk with, talk with somebody about, that you can go and bless somebody, stand in the line behind them, take care of their bill. Thank you, Father God, for enabling each and every one of us to do something. I don't care how big it is or small it is, but thank you for the enablization to even do something. May we prioritize you in our life first, family, education. May we thank you for all that you've done for us, all you're doing for us, and all you will do for us. Let us walk in faith by your name, Jesus Christ. Let us walk by faith that we can touch others to show the love you gave us personally and provide for others with a touch of our hand that they can feel you as you touch us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you again for this platform. We thank you for life, health, and strength, which is a reasonable portion and is more than we can ask. Thank you and keep on blessing us as we walk in your word, as we work in your doctrine, as we learn of your word, and as we learn more of you. Enhance us to have an open mind to what the word of God says. In the name of Jesus, amen. Good night,
amen.
Everybody.
Amen.